I think it's important that all homeowners' questions are at least put in front of these people so that they can't say they weren't aware. We'll be absolutely sure they're aware. And then we have to push to ensure that we're getting answers. So stage one was making sure that we went through an extensive process of gathering all the questions. Obviously, we were able to gather a lot of them ourselves from our own committee between the Mike Action Group and the 100% Redress team. But we also put it out there to the public as well, and we collated all the answers, and it's a significant document, as you can see, and it really has to be now in front of officials that they can put proper answers to these questions and put clarity to where clarity is required. So yes, I think it's a significant step forward, and the ball now rests very much with the department and getting the answers.
And what would have been better is if a homeowner representative was there at the table, but despite assurances from the minister that someone would be, the invitation has not yet been forthcoming.
Well, we haven't had a stakeholder group announced yet, so we're still over 3 weeks waiting on this, and at that point we just weren't prepared to wait any longer because time is of the essence here once again. We believe by the end of March there will probably be all the material that's needed from the minister's behalf ready for the general scheme to be announced, probably end of March, early April, and certainly before the Easter recess. So we don't have the time to wait on that. We have to get our points in there. They're all valid points. They span everything from, issues with the IS 465 standard, through to Hawley homeowners being excluded from the scheme. There's 7 pages of it there. There's lots of stuff, and everything's in there in great detail, and that's the next best thing we can do in the absence of being invited to the table.